Hi, this recording is about the business, another general overview, and this time about scaling the business, answering questions like how do we earn as much money as we need to complete all the business projects, to complete all the multimedia projects. Where are we going to get the money from? How do we open 40 businesses from one business in stages? And where do our financial profits come from? To hire the employees, to do the projects, to open the businesses, to get as many customers and clients and members as we can, to build the buildings, to build the structures, to do the movies, to do the games, to build a stadium, to turn it into a global, worldwide business and club and method and movement. And so on. And for you to see and understand how this business becomes such a giant project, and from what small levels did it start theoretically. And I'm going to explain to you stage by stage what am I doing and how am I building this business and how do we reach millions of people and then we can think about how do we reach billions of people and how do we duplicate our full-scale successful business model structure on every continent and achieve all the endeavors and the business missions to be able to generate so much profit, so many profits, so much money that we will achieve the larger and larger goals. One of the largest is to profit, to gain so much money that we can have our own currency and our own trading platform, which will be known as the globe. And accumulate so much money that we will be able to solve humanity's problems and occupy in altruism and activism and philanthropy and help people financially in every sense. And how can you join and partner with us in the business? And how do we save people with a low financial income status and basically turn poor people into rich people gradually as well? So think about it like this. How do I think about it? How am I going about doing all of this and then some? And how it is going to impact and influence the future of humanity and will stay with humanity forever and ever, at least for the next 1,000 years, until they will surpass my level of evolution and think of something new. And how it goes on with every generation, with the advancement of technology, computing, engineering, building new cities worldwide, building free energy factories and spaceships and so on with the money that we will gain as a company. So we have a lot of huge missions, and if you don't know all of the stages, if you haven't learned my material yet, it will be hard for you to believe, to understand, to think of it by yourself. How are we going to achieve all of these goals? And now I'm going to explain to you, and in every recording, more and more in detail. How do we go about doing this? How do we start from a small business and become one of the largest businesses the world has ever seen, if not the largest, one of the largest? So I'm starting from an internet business. I'm publishing the first book in my book series, and I am starting a website. I also have to learn digital marketing, and I have to pay for digital marketing to reach greater and greater crowds of audiences, of people. So I'm going to start many websites, as many as possible, as many companies that I can work with that are going to do the digital marketing for me and advertise and publish my website, my products, my multimedia packages, and do the multimedia projects for me, together with me, every stage along the way, until we reach global, worldwide recognition and a lot of money that will enable us to do the larger projects, to gain even more money, to do the even larger projects, to gain even more money, and so on. And methodize this way of life, this system, this methodology, this idea, all starting from one person and one business and becoming a huge phenomena. So what I'm thinking about is, how am I going to reach all my goals, all my targets, all my missions? It's this way. Depending also on at what stage of fame and publicity are we at? Are we at the level of millions of clients and members and customers? Are we at the level of billions? And so on. We start from small and we scale the business onwards. So I'm starting from the country of Israel, and my intention is to move to the USA, duplicate my and enlarge my business there also. So I'm publishing a book series, a series of books. The first book is already more than 200,000 words, about 900 pages, and it does not include the subject of sciences, multidimensional sciences, yet. That will come out in the second book. I have 6 main subjects with which I deal. Solving the world's humanities problems, global problems, worldwide, sports, multimedia, games, businesses, and sciences. 6 main subjects that I deal and occupy with. By the way, the first book, I'm actually going to name the books as the names of the websites, but AKA, also known as, the first book is The Book of Life. Infinity is the name of the company, the general name. The first book in the series is The Book of Life. The second book will be The Book of Science. And the third book will be The Book of Philosophy. Also, I study Bible, I study other religions, Judaism, Christianity, and other religions as well as Kabbalah, specifically and particularly. And I will be happy if everyone learns Hebrew to learn Kabbalah, especially to understand this religion, philosophy, methodology, spirituality. And I will be happy if we can make Hebrew the second universal language after English. Because there are many realizations there that are important for the entire humanity. And it saves us from wars, it saves us from conflicts. As well. So, my goal is to make my target audience, besides professionals in every area of expertise that I'm dealing with, my goal is to make all of humanity my target audience, as if all of humanity are my children. That's how I feel. Representing the first Adam, soul. Also known in Kabbalah as primordial Adam. So when I think about how do I go about reaching 10 billion people, now we have about 8 billion people in the world. By the time I reach billions of people that and become a household name, and everyone will know me, everyone will get influenced by my multimedia, we'll have about 10 billion people, more or less, in the world. So when I think about how am I going to reach all of humanity, especially in third world countries, in poor countries, in countries that don't speak English or Hebrew, in countries that have no idea about anything I'm talking about, in countries that are not modernized and civilized, countries that don't have the internet, countries that don't watch the same movies we watch, how are we going to reach them and how are we going to influence them? Countries that are at war with each other, how are we going to prevent them from being at a war against each other? How are we going to prevent crime? How are we going to prevent poverty? How are we going to save all of the human beings that are suffering on the planet and make everybody prosperous? I have these missions ahead. So I've created a virtual world with 4 game worlds that I intend to turn into Hollywood movies, into cinema, into films, as well as series, as well as animations, as well as CGI animations, movies and series, as well as documentaries and other multimedia projects. We're going to open up a phone sales office to close leads, as it is professionally known as and called. We receive the leads from the advertising, people who listed and registered their contact details, and ask us to call them back, to talk to them, to explain to them about our products, about me, about our missions as a company, and so on. Whether it's for business purposes or for entertainment purposes, or to join with us professionally for a career, for a job, for an expertise, or for various other reasons people want to join with us. So I'm publishing the book. The book gets published with the company in Israel that is working with the international company Spines that is publishing my ebook in over 100 internet communication channels for people that read literature and books. So that's advertising and digital marketing by itself, because the book advertises the website and the website advertises the book as well. I also do financial investments to receive more money that way from the financial markets. And I reinvest the profits and the gains I make back into the business, especially the digital marketing part, advertisements, commercials, social media platforms. I will have teams of people working on all of these missions together with me, to better market and advertise me, to reach greater crowds of audiences. So what I'm selling initially in the beginning is text, audio, video, and pictures. 4 levels of multimedia by which and with which I broadcast my information to put it out there for people. Then we train and hire and educate and certify professionals to work with us and for us as a company. And we establish ourselves also in the stock market and also in the crypto market as a company, as a stock, and as a cryptocurrency. And we advertise to all of our followers who will be able to invest in this company financially. And we're going to reinvest the money from the IPO, the initial publication date of release of the stock, become a publicly traded company in the stock market, hopefully to reach the S&P, the 500 list of 500 top companies in the world in revenue, and so on. So the more publicity and fame I will receive and get and generate, the more investors we will have, and the richer our stock and our company and our cryptocurrency will be, because everyone will invest in it. And the more people that know about this company, the better it will be for the company and its future financial investments and projects, such as real estate, buildings, as well. Everyone will be able to invest with us, whether with small amounts, medium amounts, large amounts of money, in different up-and-coming projects, in different areas, in Israel, in the USA, and then worldwide, on other continents as well. First of all, the English-speaking continents, such as Europe. And of course, I'm going to translate my materials to other languages, such as Russian, and to other languages and continents, such as South America, in Spanish and Portuguese, and so on. Until we reach the communist countries, the third world countries, when they will understand that everybody else are getting in on my projects and knowing about me and knowing about my material and enjoying it and benefiting and profiting from it. And they will see it's a great solution for their not only financial problems, but other problems as well. But the good results it is showing in the modern civilized countries, the enlightened, the intellectuals, they will decide to implement my method as well in their countries, because it is so useful and so beneficial and so profitable and enjoyable and professional too, because I'm going to hire professionals from every industry and expertise that I use and need to advance and promote my businesses onwards. So the first physical product will be the multimedia package, which includes CDs, books, a package of a book, first book, and CDs. Then we can do the same on a memory card. We will buy a big amount of memory cards, external memory cards that you can plug in with the USB cord to your computer and download it. Download the material, copy paste it to your computer if you wish. And then we're going to do the second multimedia package, and the second multimedia package will already include a CGI series and an animation series with more material on the text, audio, video and pictures as well. So what I was explaining about the third book being the book of philosophy, the philosophy comes from the religions, basically comes from the religions I study and from my own thoughts. Where I explain my philosophy, methodology and so on. So my purpose is to get the budget, to get the recognition I need to turn this into movies and computer, PlayStation, console games as well. And I want the games and the movies to be released, to come out simultaneously to as a marketing tool to market and advertise the first game, the first movie, the second game, the second movie, the third game, the third movie, the fourth game, the fourth movie. They have to come out simultaneously. And then with the money we will generate, we will be able to sponsor the advertisements, the commercials, the digital marketing for all of these projects as well. May I remind you that in real estate, in the full-scale successful business model structure, we have four structures and buildings that we use in accordance with each other, which are the education center, the sports center, the office building, and the hotel living, building standard. And this full building model structure complex will be duplicated and replicated in every city, in every country, in every state, and in every continent. There will also be partial models which we rent and buy and sell and use as our property and our real estate in different locations in the beginning, continuing onwards from there to bigger and bigger buildings and complexes and properties and real estate and territories in the future. But we start from small versions, and the more need, the more demand, the more supply, we can hire more workers, we can use more real estate, we can have more clients and customers and members. to join in with us on all our projects or some of our projects. We can hire, work, certify, train everybody too. So, what else haven't I explained? May I remind you the movies, the four movies. The first one is called Real Business World. The second one is called Street Style Sports. The third one is called The Supernatural War. The fourth one is called Infinity Matrix Parallels Superpowers Online. As well as the games, as well as the movies. All in the Infinity series, quadrilogy of movies and game worlds. That are going to increase on the internet and on the ethernet as well. So of course there are other businesses surrounding the main businesses as well, such as clothing, restaurant, transportation, vehicles, other businesses that are involved. That make it worthwhile, that make it very profitable. So we have a few levels that we do. As the buildings in real estate, we need an education center for all of those purposes, for enjoyment, pleasure, entertainment, certification, for jobs, for careers, for professions, to do with my material. Until it becomes a large education center complex, we start from small clubs and classrooms, even in people's houses. Gatherings until we get to convention centers and auditoriums. And in the sales businesses, we have phone sales, P2P sales, person to person, and internet sales. So we reach our clients, we ask our clients to bring new clients, to bring their friends, to tell anybody and everybody they know about our company, our businesses, our materials, and for them to contact us, for us to contact them by any means possible, in person, over the phone, on the internet, in all three of those means as well. So that's interesting. How to convince clients, how to join new members, how to give lectures, how to become speakers, how to become professional salesmen and women in our company, advertising our material, how to certify, teach, train, and work together with our clients. In every field. So the more money we have, the more business offices and buildings and centers we'll be able to purchase and use. And hire more workers to be able to contact more people to know about our materials exponentially. The more we do so, the faster we do so, the more profitable we become faster, the more money we generate quicker with time, because everybody gets the word is out. Everybody gets the word out. Everybody knows about it, everybody talks about it, everybody sees it on their multimedia, until we get to the level of a radio channel and a TV channel and an internet channel and podcasts and interviews and talk shows and so on. And celebrities, new celebrities for the new generation of athletes and professionals and businessmen and women in every field that we use, as well as in sciences. As I explained, in the four games, there are four main things that you have to build in every game. In the first game, it is the full-scale successful business model structure. In the second game, it's a sports stadium for the freestyle Olympics, freestyle sports Olympic Games, with my four types of sports: martial arts, parkour, fitness, and the ball game. In the third game, the purpose is to build a technological, scientific, free energy factory that does other science experiments on it as well. And in the fourth game movie, which is becoming more than global, it is becoming interplanetary, interdimensional, intergalactic, with the purpose of traveling the universe and so on, or the multiverse, whichever theory it is. The purpose is to build a spaceship, maybe small spaceships and large motherships, spaceships. And as art imitates life and life imitates art, that will be the purposes to build in the real world as well. And when it is, all of these processes are shown in the CGI, in the games, in the movies, the more they will become from science fiction to science fact, in reality, the real purposes of the real people in the real world to actually build. With the evolution of humanity and the progress of technology in every generation. So the more you learn about it, and the more you use it in your profession, the more these purposes become achievable. The more brains are thinking about all of this together. the more people are thinking about this together, smart people, scientists, engineers, computing, in every science, we have the same human objectives, and onwards. So the more funds and money we have and generate, the more these goals and purposes and targets and missions will become easier to acquire, to complete, to fulfill, to achieve. And we don't know how much time it takes. We just know that these are our human purposes and targets and missions, and we have to achieve them together as a humanity. And I methodized the way how to do so. And that's what I'm explaining to you.